Rabbi is doing two pages. But before we get to either page, I'm reading from page Kuf Mem Aleph, which you don't have. You only have Kuf Mem Beis, and he refers in Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Aleph actually refers you back to what I showed you. I'm going to read you what he says over here. He says, in other malachas, we left off yesterday with his kasha against the Shaar HaTzion. Other malachas, he says, also the Shaar HaTzion. I mean, if you do a malacha and you plan to undo it within a day, you'd be chayav in other malachas. Fine. Nonetheless, there's a case where it's mutter and shar malachas. Where does that come from? So it comes from a Mogen Avraham and a Taz, and it's really based upon a Trumas Adeshen. And I want to discuss all these with you briefly. So those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch can open up the Mogen Avraham and the Taz. They're both in Simon Shin Yud Gimel. They're on the Maram Makomas. I think in the Maram Makomas I put the Mogen Avraham on. Taz is just as good, really. But let's see what it says. Shin Yud Gimel, if I'm not mistaken, Yom Bekoros have a Mogen Avraham, Sivkotlon Yud Beis. But has anyone finished the Maram Makomas yet? Didn't think so. I just want to make sure, because I don't want to, if you need new ones on Sunday, I bring him. No one needs new ones on Sunday. We'll see what happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll take it next week, one day at a time. Sunday, I may say Shia a little bit later. Sunday is Tzom Gedalia, as Mincha, I think it's 1:30, so we may say Shia at 12. You know, just go right into Mincha. Unless you daf go on earlier, you'll let me know. Between 11:30 and 12, we'll start Shia on Sunday, Mitzvah. So Shin Yud Gimel, one more thing, Sunday. Everyone is required to come in on Sunday, not with a tie, but with your Shabbos Shuvah Drasha in hand. All right, well, you all should attend the Drasha, it's very important. I want to tell whose drush you attended and what the rabbi said. Okay? So that's your assignment, among other things. I think it's spent some time with the Maram Congress also, but that's okay. Says the Magan Avraham and Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkatan Yud Beis. Shin Yud Gimel, Sivkatan Yud Beis. It's going on Siv Vav. Siv Vav. Writes as follows. Nearly the coastal Shalanu, Hasuyan Becharitzin, Savim Hamudaka Bechozek. They had a cup that would screw on, like a baby bab. Vechulayam Asim. Velovda Milaki Suyakalim, Shasos Asuyan Kach. In other words, what they did in those days, they would presumably have a cup which had a base and a receptacle. And they would screw it in, but it stayed away forever. Not the same as you cover the bottles and the hasam ain asuyan lekiyum rakla poskon ulesogron tamid. It's made to be opened and closed all the time. It's made to be opened and closed all the time. This is a special and unique dispensation. That's it. It's nothing. Nothing. It's not called an osakli. No. We'll see soon. You're using it, you're not building it. And it makes a reference to Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Please look up Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Also in the Maram Makomos. Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud. Referred to over here. Talks about certain situations. Chosom HaShabakarka Mafki, etc. Then he quotes the following then. Watch this. End of Sif Yud. Look. Mutu Lahosri B'Shabbos Daf Shemesimen also Lefnei Atanur. They would put some mud, which turned to some kind of a cement, in front of the oven, and you could break it on Shabbos. Break it on Shabbos. What happened to the Easter of Sosa? How can you do such a thing? How is it possible? How can you do it? So the Vilna Gaon says, "Kabod mutal lahatir." You can untie it, so you can break it. So you look at Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sim Gimel. But Hakadosh says it's a Yud Gimel leads to Yud Dalet leads to Yud Zayin. The kids, it's mutter. The one that says it's mutter is a Trumas Hadesh. Fine. Maybe we should look at the Trumas Hadesh. I brought it in. Can we get it on the screen? Trumas Hadesh. Yeah, is Bar Ilan available?
Yeah.
Where's this?
Yeah.
Should.
Browse first.
Browse first.
Sometimes. Yeah,
Timbrez. Good?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Test. Watch. Want to know? Tanur shalona shematmina mevetzachana b'shabbos. Chont. They close it up with a daf. May you break it on Shabbos or not? Mutter, he says. Mutter, he gives rias back and forth. He gives gemaras, beis lamed alfus, also the marva comes. Then he says like this: Lo nasu klal lekayim, rak lishmar achom lefisha. Ulimista lemocha kiyuma, shari afilu lechatchil. Okay. And then he says like this, something very amazing. Amazing. He says, in this in bringing rias to this, watch this. He says, Rashi says, shor lahatir chosemes v'karka, shud lohavi keshel kayama, she'osir lahatir todir, Nero the Ratzaloma. Hakesha Shasogan Bo Matir and also Shabo the Ptoach, Machoza the Kosher, Shabolino. Okay. As he says, look, don't ask Al Titma, don't ask a question. Didn't the Chalik Ben Bolisto lays his man? Okanab Chalkinam, I feel him with Oraisa. In Kesha Shakayama, we give a Chilukim. Let's look at the Gemara, we just learned the Gemara. Kosher by the Rabbonans. Whoa. He's comparing what to what? We thought apples and oranges. We said yesterday kosher is unique. Shulman said that's just taking kosher and using it as a paradigm for bona vesosa. Gewalt! It's against everything we learned until now, right? We kept saying that you cannot compare these two. We had a kash against a sharetz here yesterday who tried to compare kesher with bona, with the Mishnah Kufbein. He said no. That's the problem. So let's understand what this is all about. To understand this, Rabbi Osai, I'm reading you from the part of the that you don't have in front of you. I want to start with that, and then we'll get to the part that you have in front of you. This we saw already last week. Galagabe Sefer Shekosav Al Chudei Adat Mishalo, says Mendel got us from the library. Masina Meshut Ramah, Umogon Avram, Shematir Liftoch, Liska Hol, Gabi Kedelas Hasyudah. We saw this last week. From the Levush, it's like a door that opens and closes. You open this door on Shabbos? Yes. Why? It's binyan stira. No! It's meant to be open and closed. This is a hetem miyuchad I'm giving you, but you don't have it in front of you yet. Shederab tashmishon who be schalfus mipsichel deskira. There's a contrast to a gemara of mito shel tarsiyim. Open your gemara, please, not mem zayin in the Sefer Shabbos. Mito shel tarsiyim. This is extraordinarily important. At the end of the year, said that's important. Very, very important. This is, Mem Zion of an Aleph. Mem Zion of an Aleph. Is it here? Meet the Shelter Asim B'Shabbos. Chayev Chattas! Woo! 7 lines up. What the Mishnah Torah seeing? Rashi, second wide line. Sarf and Achoshes of Gradiyim. Vahochen Meir Le'ilim Lachtan. Venos and Nimor and Mitos Shom Prokim. A cat! Right? And they would, collapse it and schlep it from place to place. And then that's where they would sleep. Once they put their stuff, whatever, maybe the word Mito happens to me in this case. Chayev! Why? But it's meant to be taken on, taken off, on and off. It's like a door open and closed. That's the kash. See, here's as follows. I'm reading now. We'll see the greater length in a second. There, in that case, hapirul kudavet study ben oshayach leetzem hashimush zavi binyan leshosh asur. Not that you use it by opening and closing it. You use it only when the bed is set. You undo it just to schlep it, just to carry it. That's not usage, that's just carry it, it's transportation. It's not usage. Harachnu b'zeh simen tezvav ozayin. That's what you have in your page. That's kuf something. You have. We'll show it in a minute.
Different than folding table or folding chair?
It's like a folding bed or something like that, right? We'll see soon about folding. Ukamo shayab shiva mishkan. Bekhem bikshivas chavligadi the delishit. Shatoras achemel achakach. He lit sorach hashima shalagadi below shach lashima shaladli. That din miyuchad vimlechas koshe bechavre seo, as I explained earlier. Whoa! So kosher is unique. Whenever it's kosher, amanas lahati, it's mutter. But it's a general thing which extends to other malachis, Rabbi Osai. If it's made to be open and closed, it's mut. Let's go start there. I think it's what Kuf, you, what page is it? Kuf, you have it in front of you. You have the copy? Rabbi Osai, you all have it.
Kuf
Yud Aleph. If you don't have it, look at your neighbor. You have to look after seeing it inside. Kuf Yud Aleph. Talmud says Zayin. Please, everyone should look inside. There should be enough. At least for, enough for everybody, but I underestimate our attendance. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Please look outside, just move over somehow or other. How many are there to go around? Who has one? Raise your hand. What? What happened to all the rest of them?
Yeah,
they got lost?
We're taken.
People take them and come to Shir. Again, who has one? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Hi. Good. There's enough for everybody. Please, you look on with him. Pass yours over. You look out with him. No. You look out with him. You look out with him. Mordechai. No. You have to be on. You have to go with him. You have to move your chair. Watch out for the bar.
Am I downstairs?
Well,
I left mine downstairs.
But you have to. You can look out with him. You want to get it. I don't mind. But the whole point is to bring it to read it for this year. But it should be enough. It should be enough for every other talent right now. I apologize if there aren't any more. We made enough for everybody, just people left. Let's look together. Please look on, it's important to see inside. Kosvo Ataz, among the Ram Shin Yud Gimel. Shekisu Yakelim, Shasuyim Kach, Becharitim, Sova, Bafagashim, Hakilos, and Bechosim, Old, Apiakli, Ein Minit, Hilosim, Mishim Stira, Flo Bechazarosim, Mishim Binyan, Shi Ein Asuyim, Lakiim Klal, Shri Postim, Misoganosim Ton, Hazanish Hiksha, Midashal Tarsim, what's the answer? Quote. Shedavka bekisui she'ein stima sakli binyan ela shimush. It's not building; it's using it. The kli sasvim la'olam ena kli. V'chol inyan akli yulios pasuach l'shamish po l'chasos l'shlovish ha'shimush. Hilkoch ein akisui v'akli kechad. This is how it speaks in poetry. There are two items which join together for usage. Aval harkova hadrusha l'shimush kimo kone shal sayodim et mita shal tarsiyim av tikun l'sha choshev bon. This sounds like semi-poetry. Ma'naf kamina. As chazanish, you open a psichas chashmal, you open an electric circuit, Shemachnisim zerem bechutim, you introduce current into the wire. Zedeshem ketia, peshlechay veshembone, vakibu yustira. If you undo the circuit, you're breaking something. V'av shashim v'shulishos v'suyamos v'chakach mafsikin. Oh, so it's like it should be like the covering of the bottles of the pots. No, bechozol shdeshlechay v'zedom melamita shel tarsim. Below the kisui akel, it's comparable to the bed, the folding bed, and not to the covering of the kelim. So, of course, in the next comment, Shlomo Zalman understood the chadash to mean what? At the kli mishamesh bifnei atzmo gam below hakisui. You can use the pot without a cover. Therefore, and hakisui misachad lios echad emakli, as opposed to midrash tarsiim. Every peg of Neyatzmo is not usable for anything. Only the Harkova gives it a possibility of Shemesh. Then Yechayev, even the Shoah, he asks a zillion questions against that thesis. Next paragraph, final paragraph of this page. Och Nira Chagambachaz Nishlon Eskarbelezet. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was attacking a straw man. That's not what the Chaznish meant. What did he mean? Because he had two letters. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman printed from the Chazanish on this topic. And what does he write over there? What's the chiluk? Line 4 of paragraph Ochi. The mita shel tarsiyim achibuhu tsuras hashimush. Watch this, kid. The way it's used is when the bed is put together. V'hapiruk, when you undo the bed. Eino shayach le'etzem hashimush, you don't do it using it. Elu cheshbon study. Why? It's a side point. Sherotzim lo'seis es hamita mimokom namokom. It's for transportation purposes. That's not usage. You're using the bed and you're schlepping it from here to there. Yeah, you're using it. You're schlepping it. V'chein b'chashmal. Hashimoshu b'chibura. The only way to use an electric circuit, call it lights just to make it easier, is when it's on. Ah, you turn it off. No. Hafsakasu b'chlal cheshman tashlumin. To save money on the electric bill. That's not usage of both sides. It's saving money on the electric bill. That's like schlepping the bed from place to place. Rabosi, you with me? Oh, so what'll happen? Asks the Megillah Sefer. I turn off the lights. I can't sleep. Look, I'm saving electric. I'm not paying for it. I get utilities free. Rabosi, of those who get utilities free, how many of you sleep with the light on in your room? Right? It's nothing to do with paying. You don't want a dark room when you sleep. Says he, Venire, the gam im mechave beglal shirotz alishon, zenechshav the dovet study, venoshayach letzem hashimush. Whoa, this is already, you took an extra step. And turning off the electric light, you're not using it then, you just don't want it to be on because you want to sleep. Asha ein kein bekisu yakelim, shetsuras hashimush hi. How do you use this pot? It's like a pot which has the old pots had covers on top. Some pressure cookers still have those covers on top. Either his scalp was mi psicha le stima, mi stima le psicha. That's how it's used. V'zedomo le delis. Open and closed. Ein shem isa le psicha sa skirasa. V'fizeh borur. Shegam be bakbuk tina, a baby bottle. Ein shem isa. None. Why? Kevon shapsicha hi chelik me hashimush sheyuchal as a mali as a bakbuk b'shvil hashtamash. You put in milk. You got to open to put the milk in. V'lo hoi so I have shoras tiftoach as a bakbuk. Ain't a rather shimush of a bakbuk at all. What good is a bakbuk, a bottle, if you can't open it? You can't put anything in. V'lo chein zemutur abosai. Because it's impossible to use a baby bottle unless you open and close it regularly. It's just impossible. If you never open it, can't get the milk in. And if you don't close it, you can't get the milk out of the nipple to the baby. Push it. There's no way to use this without opening and closing it on a regular basis. It's like a door. If you don't open, you can't get in, you can't get out. So you have to open and close it. Below dom in the corner shall sayodin, also not memzayin. Shagabalo pirik barakova royal shimash begova mesuyam. Vol sofas a prokam or pirukam. It can be used that way forever. You want to make it taller, shorter. That's only additional stuff. That's why it is prohibited. Look at this chiddush, last two lines. What's that? Refrigerator. Ein bazem mishim bona. Why? You use a fan, it's bona, electric light is bona, everything's bona, except for a refrigerator. Why? Hayos v'amonoa mafsik lavo le'itim mezumonos. It has to go off from time to time. Otherwise, it will break the motor. If your thermostat breaks, next thing you know, your fridge breaks. So you have to turn it off. If you have to turn it off, it can only work at certain times. So you press a button which puts on the motor, plug it in the motor. That's by definition only temporary. Because it must be off. The light doesn't have to go off, see? Well, you won't fall asleep, but it must go off. That's what he's saying. Yes, sir?
By a door, though, like you need to open a door to get in, but like you really need to, I mean, like this logic that like by the light, do you really need to close the door?
A door that's not closed, There's no point in building this door. You should spend a few dollars on it. You're not going to close the door. You have to close. You have to open to get in and out. So you need both. Right, so far so good. Now we turn to this Chiddush Nifla on the next page. Kuf Mem Beis, as we have. Wow, this is going to be something which is really quite impressive. Again, as a shir. Yes, we had the Ksos Shulchan shir. Remember that? Now we have the Megillah Sefer shir. I love this same beautiful shir. Watch this. Well, the fees of Yesh Lahar, he says. Madua b'mishter reishe eluk sharem, asugye, tziru ofan aheter because sheres maftige chaluka, ukshiras nodos yayim b'shemen. We saw the examples given, right? Right? She's opening and closing the knots on her funny-looking garment that has a string from the right lapel to the left and the left lapel to the right. We saw that, remember, Marash? Ukshiras nodos yayim b'shemen. What do you mean? You're untying your canteens. Tie and untie. Votes your Hamuvarim Shah. Shezeh Habikiyeh Kisri Kalim! A canteen! No, it's a canteen. It's exactly like a pot. You have to have it open, you have to have it closed. Right? If you don't have it open, you can't drink from it. If you don't have it closed, it's not going to preserve the drink inside. So that's by definition. Very well, Fanim or Elu. Yesh Tahatir Gab Bishar Malochis. It's not unique by kosher. But a merging the kasha. Once you establish a kula by Shah Malachas, why did the Gemara pick a similar case which applies to kosher? Pick a unique case of kosher. Listen to the Shia now. Watch this. Chiddush Neir in the Gemara. Everybody, open your Gemaras. Open your Gemara. Kuf your base. Noob shot in one line, in one word, a noob shot, I never would have thought of it ever. Says the Hedig of Megillah Sefer. For Ulai, Zel Nichlal Bekusha Segamarasha. Pshita. The word Pshita is found in a number of places, Rabbi Osai. On Kuf Yud Beis Amin Alf. Okay, Kuf Yud Beis Amin Alf. Mafteh Haluka Pshita. Chute Svacha Pshita. Keep saying Pshita. So yes, why so Pshita? Says Rashi Pshita. Talk Koyoma Shayala. Yeah, but who said that's mutter? Rabosai! Who said it's mutter? That's exactly the chiddush of our Mishnah. That it's mutter. Other belongs not mutter. Do something which is going to last for less. You're going to undo it within a day. What do you mean Pshita? That's exactly the chiddush of the Mishnah. So look inside. He says, fellas. Shall the Koyana move on? Maga Mora Shuelas. Shall I say Gufa Mishnah Bol Hashmiah? He shall find a Shemutta Lichel Chatchila. That's exactly what do you mean Pshita? That's exactly the chiddush of our Mishnah. Eshel Lefarish, unbelievable pshat. Shakush is almost unbelievable yesterday. Yesterday's Kos HaShulchan was so unbelievable. Please show it up in Ferish HaTos, I'm not going back there again. But it's also an unbelievable pshat. Look, Rabosai. Eshel Lefarish, Shakush Yimishum, Shagam Bishara Malachas, Yesh Lahate B'chiyai Gavno. Exactly his question. That's the Gemara's question. Ba Mishnah is a tzricha lefarish ofane aheter shenis yachtu b'lemelechas kosher. That's the Gemara's kasha. Pshita. It's not a unique to kosher. This kind of case of mafteh haluka and chute savcha no dos yayim is obvious even in other melechas this kula exists. This obviously begs the question: where in Shas Bavli is a unique heter of kosher? Hear the question? If indeed our Gemara can be the kula can be attributed to the din klali, which applies to bona and maybe to kosher and mochek and the ramo by opening the library books and opening the kalim and the baby bottles. So where's the unique din of kosher? Maybe it doesn't exist in the unique din. Next paragraph. Uvezem yushov. Watch this now. Uvezem yushov. Mashihiksha beis meir maduva hutzrichu b'mishnah sof shabbos lilma b'masa de abishol ben bitnis. Shemut Liksha Bishabis. Pray Mishnah Mefuresh Shaninu Beluk Sharim. Shekosheris Isham Aftache Chaluka. What's the new Mishnah Kufna Zayin? Bishlam al Rambam Nischad Eshom Degam Ksharim Hasurim Midrabonon Mutal Asosim Tzorach Mitzvah. We spoke about this by Riches. Abel Tzorachim Adas Shar Rishonim Rashi Hasovrim Shalom Nischad Eshom Hetla Meduba Al Kesh Nechiyam Aklal Rashi. What's new? We went on this from the 15th parak. Why in the 24th parak? We don't have enough Kufyun Beis. We need Kufna Zayin. 45 lot later. ודרכנו יש למה. וואו, שזה חוואפה חידש. שבמשנה ואלו קשרים מדובר על קשרים שדרך שימושם בקשירה והתורה. Always, you can only use them by tie and untie. וזה שורי גם בשאר המלוכס. אבל במייסה דרב, דאבא שול בן ביטנס, למדנו, היתר מיוחד במלאכס כושר, גם כשהתורס הקשר היא דובר צטודי, כמו בקשירס המקידה בגמי. The whole chiddush that we've spent so much time on from the very beginning of this month, from Mamish, from the first day of Shia last week, namely, as a unique din of kosher manas lahadir, I always assumed it's derived from the Kuf Yud Beis. No. Here is a general din. It's from Kuf Nun Zayin. What a whopper Shia. It's unbelievable. These Gedolei Olam are saying Shira for us, which are Iyur Seinayim. Unbelievable. Geniuses. The stroke of genius here in the Megillah said. Unbelievable. Now, with this Vahalach. Is that what the following you said? It's an amazing pshat in the word Pshita. This is not a unique din to kosher. It's, we know this from other malachas. So where is the unique din to kosher? Of all places, Kuf Nun Zayin. Because there, it's not meant to be tied, untied, tied, untied in first usage. It's meant just to be tied. The untying is peripheral. So that would not be mutter in other malachas. Also the mutter kosher masa hatir, by kosher and by kosher only. This is the chiddush gadol rabosai of the Megillah Sefer. It's a very big chiddush. I have only one little problem with what he says. One little problem. First, I want to tell you what kula. See, your page is stopped. Kuf Yud Aleph stopped, you know, in the middle of a paragraph. I'm going to turn the page a little bit more and tell you what I'm reading from here. Watch this. Listen carefully. He writes like this. What about Lego? Everyone knows what Lego is? Page Kuf Yud Beis, top of the second column. Lego. He thinks. Mutter. Why? Eino also the kiyum. V'hapiruk hu chelik me'ashimush. Shrei hachalokim omdim l'kach. Sheyivnu behem kol pam tzura acheres. V'hahischalfus mitzura l'tzura. He ofen ashimush al hachalokim. That's what even called the chazanish. It's meant to be built and unbuilt and built. To build in 10 different ways. That's an interesting kula by Lego. Even the Chazanish agrees, but it's like opening and closing of a baby bottle. So far, Rabosai, this is very, very nice. Very, very nice. I have a bit of a problem, Rabosai. Let me ask you a question. He's saying over here, we just read it in Hitchkuf Mem Beis, that the cases in the Gemara of, remember the woman, Maftachei Chalukah? Why don't you see the Rashi one more time? How did Rashi explain this Maftachei Chalukah, what it is? It's a string on the right lapel, you tie it to the left side, and vice versa, correct? Can Rashi explain it? Am I correct, yes or no? The last narrow line, Kuf Yud Aleph Beis. Yesh galochem kein shtonash kan v'kan, koshen shal yomin b'ketz of small, shal small b'ketz of yomin. Kev d'chol yom ha-sharlo, lo dami midi l'kesh l'chayom v'mutu l'chadchil. Fine. I'm asking a kasha. Tell me, when you untie it, when you untie it, that's using it. A baby bottle has to be undone to fill it with milk. It has to be done, screwed on, in order to feed the baby from the nipple. So both parts are using of it. He said, the Megillah Sefer, that a light, if I put it on, I'm using it. If I turn it off to sleep, that's not called using it. Why not? Why not? I have to sleep. Well, you're not really using it when you're sleeping. I'm asking a question. When the woman detaches her dress, whatever it is, or I don't know how to say it in English, whatever this kind of gizmo is, this kind of garment, so she's using it? She's not using it when it's detached. She only uses it when she's wearing it.
So that's where she can take it off.
Oh, exactly. So the answer is, I want to take it off. Why? Spend the rest of your life with this thing on. The answer is, no. Why not? Because I want to put my pajamas. I want to take a shower. Whatever I want to do. I want to take it off. Put on a different style for the next day. But that's not shemesh either. So that's what I would say, based on the example that he himself is giving from over here, I would say, turning off the lights to sleep is also a kind of a shemesh. The same as detaching the two strands that are on the shoulders of this garment. I want you to think about this, because maybe I'm wrong. I mean, he's a big Talmud Chacham. He said both things. He said turning off the lights is not called shemush, but removing the garment is called shemush. I'm not exactly sure what the difference is. I'll give you you have a long weekend, a long Rosh Hashanah, to figure it out. To figure it out. Rabbi said, these are the words of the Holy Megillah Sefer, but it comes with a very big problem, Rabbi said, which is page Kuf Mem Beis, where we left off. After this, we have to talk about tithes, and we're not going to have too much time for the vows. Maybe we should skip the tithes. Well, let's see. Let me just read the first three of this page, Oz Gimel. Mistima Stimia Mogan Avram Bataz the Gabakisu Kalim Mashma Shafilu im Eno also the post of Boba Yom Shari. Got a post, yes, man. His time should be there, Mogan Avram. The hat to become a Kalim Shasuya and the Kim Tsas. But the Graz, who's the Graz? Who's the Graz? Out the Baba Shereba, Balatanya, she needs to give a Chafal at the end. I looked at it at the very end. Cause of the hat there, Davko im Eno also the Kim Klau. El apostle the sogo todir gam b'shabbos atzmo. Avolim osu the ktsas yosuz man osu mid rabbanon. Bechem mashe b'tshuma sadesh on the screen. Dav shal nachtumin. He compares it to kesher osu lahadir bo bayom. Remember he says? Gimel chelukim? Bo bayom. Gevalt. 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 Kesher bo bayom. Rabbosai, our sugya. We thought our sugya was the heter of kosher. No. Our sugya, according to what he said in the previous oath, is the heter klali of all malachas. It's what's called shimush, not called binyan and malach, etc. But it's limited in our sugya to within a day, all the Rishonim said. Ula mashal, with suas min of a sandal, have your mamish dumi the kisu kalin, uva chozos, but also the kama yamim. Also, with the Rabbanon. Lefize Yetze, unbelievable chumrah. Shagam bekelim shederech tashmisha bepiruk barakova. Like a bottle, things of this nature. Yesh lesser, I mean, also the park of Obayom. A baby bottle is many times a day. What's an example? The taz is mekel, bekeshe, but there are klal also the Zion Yamim. Aval harbi, pama matir, and also gam Obayom. And Alter Rebbe says that. Fine, okay. If it's sometimes 7 days, and sometimes not, that's middle of the Rabbanon, if you remember, according to Shitas HaTaz V'Agraz. Fine. Aval dayan tzorech yir bekelim, shevadali lo yiftsu osam bo bayom. Kagol, you're a perfect example. Milchia. What's a milchia, gentlemen? What is it?
Salt shaker.
She'acha shememalem osa, ein asuya leklal lefteh. Wait, how much salt can you use in one day already? You fill up your salt shaker, you're not going to fill it up again that day. Presumably won't fill it up again if you use it only for Shabbos for another week at least. Right, there's a few weeks. It could be a month. Your salt shaker, how much salt do you use already? So what happens? You run out on Shabbos, you can't fill it, you can't close it, open and close it? Gewalt. Gewalt. That's a problem. So it's within a week, mail. Some say even by a kesher, you can get up to a week. But beyond the week, that's a chumrah law. Who's ever seen a salt shaker run out on Shabbos? Run out of salt. What do they do? They unscrew it. They put in salt. They screw it. Come on. Kodali said you can't do that. Gvalt. Gvalt.
I don't
know.
Spices.
What?
Spice.
Whatever. Pepper shaker. With salt shaker. Whatever. All these things. I have no good answer at the present time. They have to find something on the website. People do it. So far, I don't know an answer. I don't know. So far, I don't know. Okay. There's so much to do. Everyone came with a tie. I feel so bad. Yeah, there's such beautiful ties you wore. Let me put it to you this way. Without going into all the problem of ties, the Megillah Sefer adopts, with respect to ties, a strict stance. He's not happy with a tie. It's the next page later. Aniva al-Tzavar, Osir. Osir, you know why? Asu lasos kesher echad b'rosh achut. He compares it to a kesher echad b'rosh achut. I don't see it. After what we did yesterday in Shir, I don't see this at all.
I mean, the end result, if one of the tithes doesn't come out, is...
Why the kesher? Unless it was like Yaakov. It's a tie around the neck. Because once we saw yesterday, it just pulled out. It's no problem.
So,
there's some not here. It's not.
Yeah.
So yesterday you pulled it and it came out. Yeah.
It's the kesher.
Can you make your time, please? No, but this is very, very important. Looks like, watch how he makes it compared to the way I made it. I mean, there's a difference. 85 ways. Same as mine so far. I can have it.
Same.
It can't be the same as mine. Mine came out. It didn't come out. I not. That's why I'm not good at these things.
I still don't understand what difference it makes. It's not kasher shachayama. We're not going to assume it's a ma'aseh uman, are we?
Oh, so now I have so much to share with you about. I don't have time. I brought in all my svarim. I brought my whole arsenal today. Is it a kesher shaluma? At first glance, well, kesher shaluma, it's not so tight. Right? But I told you that somebody
not
said
so tight. Everyone does it like all the time.
But I told you that somebody that this is so common, it's so special, or you have to learn how to do it, and then we consider. I found the source for that statement, and I'll share it with you. I showed you Rabbi Osai all this from. I showed you the Megillah Sefer. Now I'm going to show you the Sefer Torah Samalach. So why does she say? This is written by a Rabbi Leitner who spent the Shabbos at my house, and I have his Sefer. He's the one that has the pictures. Okay, here's the pictures. I opened the pictures in the back, and he has two pages of pictures about neckties. He says when the Megillah Sefer came out, he went to visit him. I also went to visit him. Bob Megillah Sefer. And he admitted to him that he's wrong. Yeah, that's what he says. Bob Megillah Sefer, holily, based on my pictures and what he did, it's not such a big prohibition. I'm not going to the details right now. I just can't. I don't have the time. So I guess we'll talk about it on Sunday. So you have to bring Tarzan again on Sunday. I'm sorry to bring another Tarzan. You have to bring it in. That's his Sefer. Then Rabbi Osai, another statement is very important, called the Orchol Shabbos. You want to see the statement? This is a very, very popular statement by Rabbi Gelber and Rabbi Rubin from Yerushalayim. Meirik also talks about neckties. But I want to show you right now, everyone has something to say about these neckties. I want to show it to you where it is. I mean, here it's Sivkot and Lamadala in the Sefer with the pictures in the back. Here, those who want to look it up, perhaps later on, Orchol Shabbos has a chapter about tying. We were here once before, I think. Kosher is Yud. It's Perek Yud over here. Those who have it in the house, I'll give you the Maran Malkum. Sif Chaf Gimel. Perek Yud. Sif Chaf Gimel. He writes as follows, just again, briefly. I want to get... There are different ways to tie it on. He's the first one that goes into this. The different ways. The Megillah Sefer didn't say any way, it's just awesome. He tells you in different ways. Windsor, not Windsor, half Windsor, whatever you want to call it. A whole discussion. What's his bottom line? He says, if there's a knot in the middle, it's usher, unless you plan to undo it on the same day. But another kind of necktie, where there's no real, you just pull, it's going to pull apart. The first kind, he says, is no matter what. It probably won't no matter what, but it's the summer mark if you don't plan to do it within a day. But the second one, then it's usher, etc. He's not even sure he can do it for a day, because many people keep it on for more than a day. Okay, Rabbi Osei, maybe we'll copy this page next time. Page Shin Lamed Ches. If you remember, not Sunday, we'll make a copy. Then I brought my final say, but this is the one I told you. The Halichos Shabbos, that I met the author last year. He gave me his two volumes there. And here he has the line that I didn't know where it was. It's in, let's see. Kosher. He has, Sifrim, then he has Arichas. So in Sif Samach Aleph, he writes as follows. Anidas bar on your tavar. Kesher Gomur! Osu even data latira biomo. Some matter it. In which kind of case? Ein bokshiras kesher sadu atzmo. Asher b'shlifas kseya echad lo nosa b'kesher klal. Shekosho amnas latira biomo. Even that's only biomo. So what's it all based on? Why should it be so strict? So the answer is, he writes over here in the footnote, that he thinks it's a kesher umah. Now why is it a kesher umah? It's not so tight. Why? He explains why he considers it to be a kesher umah. He says as follows. He says, Shekeivan she'osi b'umnus v'chochma u'v'pitulim miyuchodim. Dizel inyan v'chashivas kesher umah. I like that. So many turns, right? It's so complicated. You have to learn how to do it. Truth to be asked me, that's what I would have said. A sailor, a camel driver, they have specialized knots. That measured so much about how tight it is. So he's the one who said it. I knew it was a print somewhere. Plus, we'll stop here, open the mavzer, but we have a lot to do on Sunday. We've talked about ties. We have to see how ties, as I discussed in all the throne that I put in. I don't know, we have to try to bring them in. Yeah.
Assuming there should be some level of subjectivity, though, because if everyone in the world is a sailor, then everyone knows how to do these knots. Is that still a nice one?
But everyone is not a sailor.
But everyone,
so you're saying everyone in the Western world knows how to tie a tie?
Generally, at least.
Is that true?
Well, definitely a rogue. Ro-
yeah, I think most people know how to tie a tie.
In the world?
I had the Western world.
Where they were tying.
I mean, women don't.
Women don't, right? Well, it's hard for women to tie a tie because they're not used to it. Right?
Well, some women do.
Some of them. For both sides, let's save the rest of the ties for Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, Tzom Gedalia. Let's turn our attention to the Mavzer Rosh Hashanah. We brought it up, it's chaval not to use it. My first question was asked today, before we even started, about today's Slichas. And I brought up only one copy of the Slichas. Because we said today, those who said Slichas committing Lita, which is what most of us do, a period which is a problematic period. What's that? Malachei Rachamim, Slichas Yom Shlishi, those who paid attention. The Pisma, this is what it said, you know, paragraph by paragraph. Malachei Rachamim, Malachei Rachamim, Meshor Siyalim, Chalu no prekel b'meit avigor. What are we asking angels to see? Every day it's Libas, many of us say. Machnise Rachamim, Hachnise Rachamim, B'cholatei Bala Rachamim. How can you do that? Chaim Elosh didn't say it. He felt it was a violation, potential violation, of one of the fundamental principles of the Rambam. Can you not? Principle number 5 of 13. What's principle number 5? Everyone have a sit here? Right? Lo levado royal ispala. Right? You should daven only to Hashem, to nobody else. So those who claim that this is against the Rambam, now you can't do this. So there is the Chasam Sofer about various ways out. You hear the Yud. I was about tefillah today. I said, Machlis, what did I say? Malachi, Rachmim, Mishorse, Elyon. And under my breath, I said, instead of Chalon, I said, Yechalon. It's a statement of fact that the angels will pray to Hashem. Not a statement of fact. There were those who say, Machlis, Rachmim, not Hachnisu, but Yachnisu. Now, of course, this is not said out loud. You don't say it at all. That's even better. See, so only left with the one thing, which is the problem by Erev Yom Kippur and Nila, which is Midas Arachma Malenu is God. That's a problem. That I can't get out of that. I can't get out of that problem. In my opinion, it was written up in Yeshurun last year by a member of our base medish for many years, Rafi Stahl. I don't know if you know, a tall fellow from L.A. He got a beautiful piece in Yeshurun. And I think he's right. That's not against the fifth principle of the Rambam. Not at all. Lo levado royal ispala means that no one has any power but Hashem. No one. There's no one has any power. Chas v'shalom. No one said the malachim have power. They have zero power. Call them malachim, call them achni serachim, call them mina serachim. They have zero power. Zero power. You're not davening to them. The people who argue with Reb Chaim Elosh say, look, says in the Gemara, if somebody has a problem, someone's sick, where do you go? You don't know the Gemara? You go to the Chacham Shabir, you should ask Rachamim. Where? daven to the Chacham Shabir? What do you say? No way! You daven to the Chacham Shabir, should daven for you. That's not davening to him. He's davening for you. You're not davening to him. He's davening for you. That could be said of these machnis. They're davening for you. You're not davening to them. You're asking them maybe to daven for you. You ask the Chacham to daven for you. It's also, but that's mutter before Shem Gemara. It's recommended. So ask someone to daven for you, Rabbi Osai, is not at all the same as what? As davening to a particular. This is another problem of Brochuni L'Shalom, which Rabbi Chaim also didn't say. Right? He didn't say it. I don't say it either. But it's a problem. You have things in the by Yaakov, Kiyem Berach Toni. It's a Soros Shalais. They give him a bracha. What kind of bracha? Different opinions. I'm not going to. I just want to answer your question. I both said I'm going to open the mouth of Rosh Hashanah now. We only have another 15 minutes or so to go through some of the highlights. I apologize, but we just there's too many things. What can I do? So let's. Do you have any questions about the mouth? We have brought it up. Let's open it up. I want to open up the Mamzer, Rabotai, to Musaf Rosh Hashanah. You all have the same Mamzer today in front of us. So the Musaf Rosh Hashanah, let's take the Pesukim of Malchus Zichronos and Shofar. Start with that. So, Let's start with Zichronos. Now, Zichronos is a simpler model. Atta Zohar, it starts on page 460. It rattles off a series of psukim. Three psukim from Chumash, but all of which Hashem remembers, did remember, will remember. Three psukim from Tilim, and then three psukim from Nevi'im. And then the tenth pasuk is the next page, 462, in the context of Zochrein B'Tzvi Shon Tolo Fanecha, Zochrein B'Tzvi Shon. Okay, so it's 3, 3, 3, and 1. Chumash 3, Tilim 3, Navi 3, and 1 in the Chasim. There's a problem with the ones of Tilim. I'll ask you, it's a one of three guests, to tell which of the psukim is a problem. Page 460. We'll read it together. I'll read you three psukim. You can look in English if you want. Zeich ha'ach l'vos of Chana Racham Hashem. Terech nas l'rev Yisrael b'riso. Ha'yisko l'hem b'riso. Vayinochem k'rov chasod. Two of them say the same theme as the other 8, 7 that Hashem remembers. And one of them doesn't fit. What's that? The first one doesn't fit at all. Doesn't fit at all. It makes no sense. What is that? How do you translate it further? He made a memorial for his wonders. Well, I don't do anything. That's not doing Hashem remembering. They made a memorial. Pilei ploy. My rabbi said it's a mistake. The first two psukim are consecutive in Tilim. Let's look at the bottom. Get the sources. 4 and 5. Psalms 111:4, 111:5. Well, voila. It's supposed to be one. It's one run on. You have to add a pasuk. So I add a pasuk in Tilim. So chal olam briso, davot sivol adavdor. That's Hashem remembers. That's what I do. It's a mistake. What am I going to tell you? If you look at some Mahzorim, you'll see it's a mistake. The old Mahzorim don't have this system. The first part doesn't fit. Aleph, or one. Shofar is for both sides. I need you to count up the psukim here.
Maybe why does it go from Chumash and Ksuvin?
That's another good question. Igmar talks about it. Chumash, it's not Ksuvin. We used to really tilt it. It's still called Ksuvin. Could be Nevi'im is a higher Madrega, but more lost the level. I don't know. It's a good question. But I want to show you on page 464. I want you to count up the psukim. Count up the psukim that we have over here for with respect to the word shofar. Let's start. Olokim b'shuach b'shofar. Let's go shofar. Tikkun chodesh shofar. Now what? I have three already, right? On the first three lines, I have the word shofar, three different psukim.
Three, four
psukim. Then, okay, chokli Yisraelu, That's just, it's adjacent to it. That's okay. Then, what happens then? The entire perek what? Kufnun, right? The whole perek is in here. What's that doing here? What's it doing? We already have three before. Well, what's going on? It's pilei ploim. So my Rebbe said, once again, not a mistake this time. This time, he indicated to us that this is not one of the three psukim of Shofris, which comes from Tilum. No. He already took care of them in the first four lines. That's it, done. Why are we having this Tilum Kufnun? My Rebbe explained that at this point in time, we're through all of Malchus, through all of the Kronos, through most of Shofris, we're about as high as we can get in the Kedusha of the day, in the close to the Yad HaKadosh Baruch. This will bring us close to Hashem. When a person is close to Hashem, that is the source of all joy. We say till him, Oz v'cheder v'bemkom. Joy comes from Hashem. We're supposed to erupt into exultant song. That's why we have Perek Kufnun. Kufnun is the climax of the whole Sefer Tehillim. It's so holy and exalted in terms of what kind of simcha it reflects. That's why it's here. Not because it says the word shofar not many times. That's true too. But we took care of shofar, the first three psukim. It's for different reasons. That's why in Ashur. So this is, I sing it to a nigger. Most the other psukim, there are 30 psukim. And Malchus, Achronos, and Shofar, right? 10 times 3 is 30. I don't sing any of them to a nigga. You say it. This I sing. The Rebbe said you gotta sing, so we sing. Now go back to Malchus. Malchus, the Pesukim, we found the page 456. Three from the Torah. Three from the Tilim. Yes, Susha Melech HaKavod repeats. They finished the whole series, but it's all so long. Three from the Vir. And then the tenth. Ubusaros Kosalema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Even though it's not Melech, but it evokes the theme of Malchus. And both say, how is this different, page 456, in Malchus, from what we already saw, Rabosai, earlier. We saw it on page 462, and now we see it on page 464, bottom, it's a separate question. It's not Shofar, Chatzotzos, it's a long story. Why is the pasuk at 456 Shema Yisrael different than those two? Come on, you must be a genius to figure it out. In what way? So much from the exactly. It's before Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Right? It doesn't belong there. It should belong in the middle of Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Oh. So with this, my Rebbe said an amazing pshat. And I don't know if I can get much past it, but this, if you want to say a beautiful shir, you already had a beautiful shir from Yatsim Ktos HaShulchan, a beautiful shir today from the Megillah Sefer. What about Megillah Sefer from Rav Soloveitchik? A beautiful shir from him too. Here, listen to this one. I'm reading you a Gemara. A Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Watch. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Mishnah says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah like this. If you can figure out how to get it on, I'll read it to you in any event. You understand what happened just here? No one else? Okay, good. I'll read it to you. Seder brachos, avos gvuros of kedushas Hashem, v'kol el malchios imohen. What's going on? The 10 sukkah of malchus are where? Before Amelech HaKodesh. Is that our order? Do we have it that way? I'm asking a question, yes or no? Do we have 10 sukkah of malchus before Amelech HaKodesh? You have it in front of you. Yes or no? Where's Amelech HaKodesh? What page is it? On page 450, Hamelech HaKodesh. Are there any psukim of Malchus say yes or no?
No?
Absolutely not. Okay, fine, right. The Eino Tokeya, you don't blow. Kedushas Hayom, V'Tokeya. Okay, you have the Kedushas Hayom, and you blow. Zichronos, V'Tokeya, show us V'Tokeya. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Omer Rabbi Akiva, im eino tokea le malchios, you agree Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you don't blow shofar, you don't blow shofar, when you read those psukim of malchios, lama hu maskir, so why should you mention 10 psukim right there? Ella, he gives apsa, kedushas Hashem, and you put malchios with kedushas Hayom, that's what we do. Everyone with me so far? Rabbi Yochanan has this funny shita. My Rebbe said that some of the Chokrim thought that on page 450, with a chain tain pachta, what's it doing there? Maybe it's a remnant of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because he put Malchias in Kedushas Hashem, just like we have. Oh, yeah. Just like we have. This is what I just read. Right, this first three lines. Just like we have Aleinu L'Shaber HaKenekam as introduction, his introduction of Chayin Tepartel. So it remained, even though we don't say the Pesukim right then and there. Fine. Look at this line of the Gemara. Frank the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Emeina Tokea, means in the Kedushas Hashem, Lama Hu Maskir. Lama Hu Maskir? Rachmona Omer Itkar. What do you mean, Lama Hu Maskir? The Torah said, you have to have Malchias. What do you mean? Ela Lama Eser. Lema Tesha Hol Ishtani. What? The Gemara is saying, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the psukim are found before HaMelech HaKodesh, and that afterwards there should be 9 instead of 10. This is a Chido Stuma. No one knows Pshat. Why should it be 9 instead of 10? How do you explain this Gemara? Everyone understand the question? The question is jumps right at you. 9 instead of 10? How can that be? Listen to this gevaldik pshat, my Rebbe said. Meridik. It's like this. Rabosai, we have total of 10 psukim. 3, 3, 3, Torah, Tilim, Nevi'im, and the 10th is incorporated into the bracha. We saw it in our mamzah. You have a mamzah. Open up again, just to refresh your memories. We saw it on page 464. We saw it on page 462. The pasuk is incorporated into the bakasha of Elokeinu Elokei Avosein. That's the 10th pasuk. You'll ask me, Akasha, what do you do on page 456, where Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is before you start? Shouldn't have been there. It should have said, it should have been at the very end. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad u'ma'chusol b'kol mashallah. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That will be parallel to Zichronos and Shofros, right? How come it's not done that way? Who knows why? Exactly. It's the same bracha for Ma'ariv, the same bracha for Shachar, the same bracha for Mincha. You don't have to play with the bracha. But in principle, my Rebbe said, Shema Yisrael belongs in the middle of Elokeinu Elokei Avosein Melech. That's where it belongs. Halacha l'maaseh, what's the difference? The following. Rabosai, you remember last Rosh Hashanah? Who remembers last Yom Kippur? The Chazan, when he ends a particular segment, he sings a certain niggun, And everyone chimes in, right? Does it happen in your shul that way? I'm not sure if they have it. Your shuls. Right? It's a digging that's used in all of our shuls, right? Who was not familiar with that little ditty? You all know it, right? But you don't have different? I can't get around those different. But Ashkenazim, the world over, they have, right? Everyone come, right? They have that little tune. Where does the tune belong? My Rebbe said, when you get to this thing, Vayomu Yashem Echol Shmo Echol. That's what I do. And everyone shouts it. Dun, 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 dun. Then I say, Welcome to Shmo Echol Kemi Melocho. I try to push it in. I can't get it in. I push it as close as I can to get into the broch. Said the Heilige Rebbe like this. Every one of the brachas, zechronos and shofars, you have 3, 3, 3, and 1. The last one is a bakasha. Part of the bakasha. Zechreinu, tkava, shofar. Because the whole purpose of the shofar being combined with the Shemot Esrei is because shofar is not just a perfunctory mitzvah. Shofar is part of a za'aka. You cry out with the shofar. It's a wordless prayer. Cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what shofar represents. A za'aka, a za'aka. To cry out, it's sort of a primal scream. Call out to Hashem with no words. Help! That's why the shofar comes right after that 10th pasuk, which is part of the scream. That's the words, but it's part of that scream, part of the shofar. Eilu, we understand very well. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri had separated, split off the psukim from the blog. The psukim are on the bracha number 3, and the blog is bracha number 4. Says Rabbi Akiva to him, if that's the case, it's sufficient to have the 9 psukim of recitation. Recitation, you're reciting Hashem's Malchus. 9 psukim, that's enough. The 10th psukim, we both say, is part and parcel, whether it's in the middle of it or we stoop it in the middle of it, of the bracha. It's a za'aka, it's a bakasha. That ties into the tkiyas, which follow. If you're not blowing there, you're blowing first after Malchus, after the Kedushas Hayom, Kedushas Hashem. So what do you have the 10th pasuk for? Musuk Midvash. Musuk Midvash. You know what's going on? He asked them why you have 10, you should have 9. We asked, it doesn't make any sense. It makes perfect sense. The first 9 psukim of my recitation, Hashem is the king, and Hashem remembers, and Hashem as the shofar. Recitation. It's the last of the 10 psukim that's part of the bakasha, which leads up to the shofar. If you're not having a shofar, you should have 9. Ah, it's a meridik of pshat. No, you see it in the Gemara? Meridik. Rabbi Sai will end with this pshat. Just this pshat is musuk midvash. We dip the chal in dvash and the apple in dvash. Okay. Just bring down these.